There's a discussion in the post-skim regarding, we all know Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos, and the discussion regarding Sakanas Avir. Let's say you're going to lose a limb. You're not going to die, but you're going to lose a limb. Pashtis, according to many, maybe you can't be Mechal Shabbos. There's this 3-day Eish, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. They found the Meiri that perhaps they claim that you can be. But either way, whatever the psak is there, there's another discussion about if you lose eyesight. So maybe losing your eyesight, that is considered suffix sakana. And one is permitted to machalo Shabbos. If you're going to lose your eyesight, then not being able to see is a case of putting yourself in suffix sakana. And therefore, you'll be permitted to machalo Shabbos. So the question is, what's it based on? If you're not blind, you're not going to die. But what do you mean? So what's the heter? What would it be based on? So it's an interesting Chachmas Shlomo. Because the Gemara in Kiddushin and Afla Amin Aleph discusses, and not many other Gemaras, whether a Suma, whether a blind person is Chayev in Mitzvahs or Pata Min HaMitzvahs. So we Paskin generally assume that is Chayev in Mitzvahs. Perhaps the things that involve sight, maybe they're exempt from. Depending on if it's a mitzvah on for them to get the sight or if someone else benefits, it's enough. Or they'll be benefiting indirectly. But either way, we generally pass to assume it's chayev. But the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is that suma is pater mina mitzvahs. And that's the way. We don't paskin that way, but I think Rabbeinu Yerucham paskins that way. So the Chachma Shlomo says, based on Rabbeinu Yerucham, that's the pshat, because the halacha is that if you assume like this pshat, that assume is pata min ha-mitzvahs. So right now, so then, what does the Torah say? V'shamru b'nei shos ha-shabbos k'dei she-yishmor shabbos is harbe. If you let this person become blind, or don't prevent the person becoming blind, then the blind person will be putter for the mitzvahs. He won't have to keep Shabbos. But that's a whole separate discussion. Whether a blind person is putter only for mitzvahs aseh, which would be the pashtus, and not mitzvahs los aseh. So the Rechachma Shlomo says, based on Mishamru b'neiros k'dei she'chalo Shabbos achas k'dei she'yishmo Shabbos harder, if he's a suma, he'll be in a status of someone who is exempt from mitzvahs, and therefore we don't want a person to be exempt from mitzvahs. The person himself doesn't want to be, and therefore one is. That's the reason why for the lacha is by a suma, if someone's gonna go blind, then you're permitted to machalo Shabbos, even to save someone to prevent them from not becoming blind, in order that they keep him in a status of chiyuv. So again, we see the poskim using Vishamru b'neizo as a Shabbos as a source for being Machal Shabbos. There's a famous Tosis in Baba Metzia as well, Kuf Yedalid, where Eliyahu Hanavi, he did Chiyas HaMesim on this child, and the Tosis over there is bothered. We know we have a tradition, Eliyahu Hanavi is Pinchas is a Kohen, Eliyahu is assumed to be a Kohen, how could he be in the Beis HaKvaros? And the Gemara wants to know, but over here, Tosus asks, how could he do Tchiyas HaMesim? In other words, for Pikuach Nefesh, you could be Metamei Lames. But there is no mitzvah of Tchiyas HaMesim, so how is Eliyahu permitted to come in contact with the dead child? He's in violation of Tumas Kohanim. So Tosus is Baruch Lo Sheyechyo. He's a proven Navi, and therefore, it's okay. He could go ahead and do it. So what's pshat? What does that mean? Baruch lo shechyo. It's difficult because if someone's dead, it's hard to apply v'chai b'hem. So therefore, what's the heter? Over then, it must be v'shamru b'nei yisrael haShabbos k'dei she'chalo Shabbos achas. So therefore, basically, if he resurrects the child, so then the child will be able to keep many more mitzvahs. That must be the heter. So again, to receive, based on Tosis and Bamatia Kuf Yidalad, it seems to be working with the principle of Vishamru. The Chachla Shlomo seems to be working with Rishamru based on the Summa, to avoid a Summa becoming exempt from mitzvahs. So you got a Machal with Shabbos, Kedesh Yishmor Shabbos is Harbe, and as well as a Shita Mekubetzes in the Durim, Daf Lamed Aleph, that the famous story in Shmos, where Moshe Rabbeinu and had a discussion with his wife about what should they do about gemaling their kids. So he said, it's a sakana. Let's wait till we get there, because if I do the mila now, we'll put the kids in sakana. Right, so how did Moshe Rabbeinu know about pikuach nefesh? So it was because it's Koda Matan Torah. This is before Har Sinai. So the Shita Mekubetzes points out clearly Moshe Rabbeinu was working with the Svara of Vishamru B'nei Yisrael Asa Shabbos Chalo Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyishmor Shabbos Es Harbe, that better if I do the bris now, my kid's going to die. But if I do the bris later, so I'll postpone my mitzvah now Kedei Sheyishmor Mitzvot Harbe, that we're able to keep many Shabbosos and many mitzvot. So we find, even though from the simple reading of the Gemara in Yuma, it seems that the Chai Behem is the one that's accepted, but Lahalacha we see that Vishamru is applied. And there are other cases we mentioned before, the Ramban, that even a fetus be saved when it's not, even if it's not endangering the mother, because again, Kadesha Yishma Shabbos is Harbe, like Tosfos, even a dead person we're about to resurrect, we can apply it to. It's even a bigger Kiddush. And the Chachal Shkoma with the Summa is Patem and HaMitzvah, so in order not to make a summon a Summa, you can Mechal Shabbos, Kadesha Yishma Shabbos is Harbe. And as the Shita Mekubetza says, that was the Svara of the great Moshe Rabbeinu, in order to hold off on the bris of his son, in order Kadesha Yishma Shabbosos and Mitzvot Harbe.